everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Good afternoon. 2:02 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Coming up, we'll look back at Iowa State from last night. You and I and Texas Arlington as well. We'll take your comments and look back on the Cyclone win of Thursday night. Also, Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter will join us. And we've got more tickets to the Rough Riders to give away. Plus, it's a Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. All that coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann on board, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Friday. We've got Rough Rider tickets to give away for tomorrow night's game at the Stable as the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders will be taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints. They're actually in town. Thank you, Mark. They're actually in town tonight taking on the Chicago Steel. As it is a big weekend at the Stable, they're all big weekends, but it is Ugly Sweater Weekend, including Ugly Sweater Night tomorrow night. They're going to auction off the sweaters that the Rough Riders will be wearing coming up after the game on Saturday night. So that should be a lot of fun. We've got tickets for you on the program here today. And also coming up, it is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And debuting today, each Friday at 5, tune in to KGYM's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service. Alex and Todd are going to take the hour to talk about the weekend's upcoming big regional and local events. And that's each Friday at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Linder Tire Service in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Prepare your car for winter. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials. And Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Also later today, the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 NFL style. And the panel will assemble on the second half of the show. And Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn holding a one-game lead in the standings. So down the stretch we go. See who wins.
Confident in your ability to pick pro games?
This is why I don't bet on the NFL anymore, because of my lack of confidence in it.
I have
and
no
the
confidence.
Unpredictability.
Absolutely. Well, unpredictability is the name of the game when it comes to Iowa and Iowa State. They met on the hardwood last night. I thought it was a very entertaining game. You had your elements of rivalry. You had your good play. You had your not-so-good play at times. Not very often, but that was more of Iowa than Iowa State. Ends up the Cyclones with an 84-78 victory at Hilton Coliseum last night. And I think both teams can take something from this particular game. And I think this game also showed the beauty and also showed a little bit of the warts of each of these two basketball clubs.
From the Iowa standpoint, I thought it was one of the best, if not the best, games of the year for the Hawkeyes. And I say that with for a variety of reasons. Aside from free throw shooting, I thought Fran McCaffrey's decisions to mix up the defenses was really, really smart.
I thought it was as well.
Although Iowa State scored 84, I thought in stretches was pretty effective. Now, there was some, you know, Bohannon came back and had a nice game. Nungy was strong. But where did Tyler Cook disappear to in the second half? And I know Iowa State was doubling him and making things difficult in the first half. You know, he scored 2 points, and that's tough. But from Iowa State's standpoint, as advertised, their guards were very strong. Wigginton, with his, what, third or fourth straight game, 20 points or more. And he's a nice player. And I don't know how good Iowa State's going to be in the league, though. Middle of the pack, maybe. Because they're going to have their problems inside.
They got a lot of problems inside. Both these teams, and I agree with you about pretty much everything you said right there. I thought they played, and yeah, you can say, well, other than the turnovers, you know, it's like, you know, other than that little problem, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Things like that. But Iowa executed, when they didn't turn it over, I thought Iowa executed well. And I thought they shot the ball well. What Iowa didn't do, they didn't shoot free throws well. Defense, yeah, they changed defenses. They went between 1-3-1. They did a little 2-3. They did a little half court. They did a little three-quarter court. They did man-to-man, of course, and to a certain degree of effectiveness, I thought. Iowa had a golden opportunity to win that game because they out-rebounded Iowa State, I believe, by plus 20, and they just could not get as many putbacks on those offensive rebounds as they should have to win that basketball game. That's got to get better. I thought also Iowa shortening the rotation a little bit, per se, helped a little bit. I feel, you know, I don't feel good for Ahmad Wagner and Luka Garza not getting in, but they weren't contributing. Ryan Kreener played a little bit, didn't play particularly well for the most part. It was a game of for the guards, Cordell Pemsel, and we have not gotten an update on his health yet. He had everything from a broken leg to missing a piece of flesh to just got banged into the crowd a little bit. We don't know exactly what happened, and hopefully it's not anything too serious because he was having a very good game last night for the Hawkeyes. Jack Nungy did very well for Iowa last night. Jordan Bohannon, I thought, had a good game last night. A few turnovers. That happens, I guess, in that situation until Connor McCaffrey gets back. As for Iowa State, the guard court was as good as advertised, and the best player on the basketball court last night played for Iowa State, and that's why Iowa State won that basketball game.
Yeah, and now where do these teams go from here? I think Iowa should be encouraged. I think both teams should be encouraged about the way they played. There's warts on both teams, that's for sure. But what do you think? 319-366-1600. That's our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line, Kyle Mann, producing the show today.
And as far as Iowa State, this is, yes, Iowa State got a very emotional win last night. Is this as good a team as they have had the last three, four, maybe even 5 years? No, it's not. That was a more complete team. This is a very much a guard-oriented team. Cameron Lehrer didn't play great last night. I think Iowa had a lot to do with that, but they got to get better on the interior. Right now, I mean, you take a look at it just by the eye test, at least to me anyway, who's better in the Big 12? Kansas is better. West Virginia is better. Texas is better with Bamba. TCU is better. Baylor, probably, because they're a little bit more balanced between inside and guards, and I think Baylor's inside people are going to give Iowa State fits. So there's, you know, five or six right there. Iowa State's going to be tough to beat at home. I'm not sure getting out-rebounded like that, if they're going to be able to hang on the road unless they shoot it really, really well.
I think Lard and Beverly are going to have their games.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But then they're going to have games as well. They don't shoot it from three-point land like they did last night.
And very little depth.
Correct.
So
the margin for error is thin, but I think it's a lot like Iowa was last year. Iowa State's going to be right on that razor's edge of, are you going to be an NIT team or are you going to be possibly to the last few as far as the NCAA, and we could be completely wrong on all this, of course, depending on how the ball goes in the basket at times. 319-366-1600, what are your thoughts here? We're going to talk to Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter, probably still on cloud nine after Iowa's win over Iowa State on Wednesday night over at Hilton Coliseum. And as important but much less publicized, they're having a swim meet tonight. What is it, men's? Because they don't have women's swimming?
It's women's.
Women's swimming because they don't have men's. Okay, yes. Very good. Well, somebody's swimming tonight, and there's more points on the line for the Seahawks series. We know that.
Another game last night in Cedar Falls, you and I with a huge victory over Texas Arlington You know, you say those two teams nationally and doesn't really ring a bell. Not blue bloods of college basketball. But as we outlined yesterday with Kevin Lehman, both teams in the top 50 in RPI. And, Scott, if I you would have told me Bennett Cook would only score 3 points and you and I would win, I'd say that's far-fetched. But
he played good defense, though.
Yeah.
He played really good defense last night. And just watching that game and keeping track of it on the internet a little bit, that, boy, Spencer Haldeman came through in a really, really big way. UNI plays defense. Mm-hmm. I am so looking forward to UNI Iowa State. So I think UNI has the defense to limit Iowa State's guards a little bit, and I think they've got Cook and Carlson on the inside to give Iowa State a little trouble. I think that's a bad matchup for Iowa State. That's why they play the games, though. It'll be interesting to see.
Game coming up in the next couple weeks? Has to be.
16th.
16th.
Yeah. December the 16th. I'm all messed up because Rick Swann said we could have played golf today.
Week from tomorrow. Rick's crazy.
Rick on Rob FM is crazy. Sounds... Oh, man. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about basketball last night here for the next couple minutes or so. What did you think about Iowa and Iowa State? Where does each team go from here? We know where they go. Yes, they both play on Sunday. We're quite aware of that. Iowa State gets Alcorn State, and the Hawkeyes get the Southern University Jaguars coming in tonight.
87-21 on the text line. I don't see why Fran sees in Ellingson. He didn't make a shot all night, even playing the two guard. That's where the game was lost. Brady Ellingson with 7 points, 3 of 11 from the field. And I don't know that that's why the game. To me, the stretch was in the 6, 7, 8 minute mark left in the game where Iowa State stretched the lead to 10, made a couple 3-pointers in a row.
I came back with a little mini run after that.
Did, but I think that energized the crowd and obviously lengthened the lead and made it more difficult for Iowa to come back.
This is very interesting. Yeah, and, you know, the crowd was terrific in that game last night. Just absolutely fantastic in that game last night. And they helped Iowa State, certainly. And, yeah, we're not going to get into the whole Twitter battle. There is a Twitter battle between the two fan bases going on right now. And it was too bad. There's not more room on the end lines at Hilton Coliseum. Cordell Pemsel could have really injured himself. And we don't know the extent of things. There's video out there, and we're not going to get into that because it's a he said, she said situation. But anyway, it's out there anyway, and that's why it's not should not be called social media because there's nothing media about
what's going on.
There's
an Iowa State fan that basically lightly pushed Pemza while he was on the ground. It wasn't violent by any means, but he kind of two-hand lightly pushed Pemza as if to say, stay down, Hawkeye.
And Jordan Bohannon took offense to it on Twitter, and that got both sides going, and then it just got uglier uglier from there. So, and pick your side as far as that is concerned. All right, 15 past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk more about that coming up, but we're going to talk to Lisa Bluder, Iowa women's basketball coach. That'll be coming up right after this break. Back with more on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairsbury Road in Cedar Rapids.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things, like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back at 3:17, Gym Class for a Friday coming your way on KGYM. Reminder, high school basketball coming up later on, a doubleheader. It'll be the Linmar Lions at Xavier tonight. We'll have the girls game coming up at 5:50 on 107.5 FM. And then the boys game will be on 1600 AM at about 7:30. And at 7:30 tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it'll be boys basketball from the WOMAC Center Point Urbana at Clear Creek Amana coming up, and those will be coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. Wednesday night, the Iowa women went over to Ames and defeated Iowa State 61-55. To talk about that and all things Hawkeye women's basketball, we're pleased to welcome in Lisa Bluter, the head women's basketball coach of the Hawkeyes. And Coach, congratulations, and I bet that, 2-hour bus trip took in the mind of the Hawkeyes probably about 10 minutes on Wednesday night, didn't it?
You know, it was a lot more enjoyable bus ride than I've experienced in the past home from Ames. So, yes, it was nice. And I'm just really happy for our women to be able to experience it. They really wanted to, you know, break the kind of curse that we had going over to Hilton and just have the opportunity to get a win there. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy for all the Hawkeye fans that get to enjoy that.
A lot of great stories on this team, Lisa, and everybody focuses on Megan Gustafson. I do want to ask you about her a little bit. And I just think she has so many great instincts around the basket, whether it's scoring or rebounding, very savvy. How much did she bring to the University of Iowa, and how much has she developed?
Well, I'll tell you what she brought to the University of Iowa was a work ethic that was unbelievable, a positive attitude, a humility. She brought all those intangible things that are so hard to find sometimes in young athletes. She didn't have the experience of going against bigger players or being physical or the advantages of having a strength coach like we have at Iowa. So she's grown immensely just because now, you know, she has opportunities here. She has opportunities to get in the weight room. She has opportunities to go every day against great opponents. Coach Jensen does a tremendous job, I think, teaching post footwork and working with her posts on ceiling and rebounding. And so she just has, you know, she had everything it took. She had the size, the stature, but certainly is able to put it all together now.
Port Wing, Wisconsin. I have been there. I've seen all 350 people that live there. I know she played also a lot of AAU Team Wisconsin. She's very, very successful. Take us back to the recruitment of Megan. Was it difficult to land her? How about that process?
Well, I think it was either a freshman or sophomore year when we first heard about her and saw the numbers that she was putting up. And then I don't know if it was Coach Jensen or Coach Fitzgerald, I can't remember which one, went to the girls' state tournament in Wisconsin, and we actually went to see another player and then said, hey, wait, make sure you see this Megan Gustafson play because she's putting up incredible numbers. And I think it was Jenny Fitzgerald was there, and then she called back and said, yep, she's the real deal. So she got on our radar then. We invited her to our elite camp between her sophomore and junior year. She attended that, so we got to really know her. And then she committed to us between her junior and senior year, and very, very thankful for that. It really, she got it narrowed down to really like Iowa State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and us. I think Marquette also, but obviously it was a great find for us, and we're very thankful.
Mm. Yeah. Off nights of 16 and 14 aren't too bad.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny when our opponent Wednesday was saying, yeah, we held her to 16 points and 14 rebounds. And wouldn't we all like to be held to that? Pretty nice numbers, though.
I don't do that well in the 40 and over league. When I'm wide open. With Iowa State dropping down, doubling and tripling Megan, Mackenzie Meyer, though, found herself open. And that's why you brought in the Mason City native and recruited her to hit that outside shot.
Yeah, she's, you know, I just had lunch with her today and just said, listen, you have a green light anytime, and I hope you know that. And there was a game that we played against Charlotte where she went 0 for 4 from three-point range in the first half, and then the second half she went 3 for 4. And, you know, that's what shooters do. They just don't – they have short memories. They just keep moving, keep believing the next one's going to go in. And, you know, I want Mackenzie to really embrace that same kind of mindset, and she is. And, you know, she brought it, definitely. And she got an old-fashioned three-point play, too, which is kind of fun to see when we were over at Ames.
Sure nice to have that point guard back, huh, Lisa?
Well, Tania just brings a whole lot of experience. You know, she didn't shoot the ball well at Iowa State. Only got one three-pointer, but she had five assists and zero turnovers. And when you're going the road and, you know, putting up five assists and zero turnovers and leading your team, you know, she just brings so much great defense to us, leadership, experience, and, you know, I believe in her. I know she had a bad shooting night that night, but I completely believe in Tania Davis.
Lisa Bluter joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here at 3:23. And going into the season, you lost a couple of players, had to regroup a little bit, maybe change a few things strategy-wise anyway. But you said that the girls you're going to put out there were going to be talented and they were going to play very hard. And, boy, they have not let you down, I think, to this point through the first 10 games for sure.
No, I would agree with you. You know, here we are sitting a third of the way through our season already, which is hard to believe. But, you know, we only have 11 women on our team and 9 that are really playing significant minutes. And those nine, I mean, it's the pieces that we need. That's the thing, is we're not, you know, we only have 11, but they get along well, they work hard, they're focused, and it's every piece that we need. So we just have to, you know, keep praying for no injuries. That's going to be, you know, that's the one thing that we just can't afford to have. But, you know, a lot of teams survive with an 8-person rotation without any problem at all.
That Florida State game, Lisa, was highly entertaining, a 1-point loss. But is that the case that sometimes you can gain as much from a loss, you know, to a Elite Eight team, gain as much from a loss as you can from a win?
You know, yes, I believe in that. And it's just so sad because I wanted the team to have the enjoyment of beating a top 10 team on your home floor. It's so much fun to do that. But, you know, even though we didn't, we learned a lot of lessons. We learned a lot from the film. And as we talk about the team all the time, you know, you're going to have failures. Failures are part of life. But when you have failures, you learn from them and you can correct those mistakes. And I think we learned some things from that game that actually helped us win at Ames.
You got a tough schedule coming up. It's a pretty healthy non-conference schedule with Florida State and then back at the Hawkeye Challenge with Western Kentucky and Quinnipiac right there. But then you still got to go to UNI, and they're struggling right now a little bit, but still we're right on the cusp. They were a tournament team last year, and then Drake comes in on the 21st before Big Ten play. And, boy, the Bulldogs, as you know, have been terrific the last 2 years.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we entered the month of December thinking, oh my goodness, we have quite a month ahead of us. We have 3 in-state rivalry games, we have finals week, we have a Christmas holiday, and we have 2 Big Ten games. And so it's really a challenging month for us because of all the other things that are going on, including a holiday where they get to go home and celebrate with their families, and finals week, which is really takes a lot of their time and energy. And but, you know, those in-state rivals always demand a little bit more focus, a little bit more attention. We're glad to be 1-0 in the series right now, but we play Arkansas Pine Bluff tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Carver Hawkeye Arena, and that's kind of our last game before finals week, and then we shut it down for a couple days next week. And then we have to prepare to go up to UNI. And, you know, last year we beat UNI by 50 points on our home floor. You go to their place, and it's a different story. It always is. You know, you go on the road, and it's different when you're playing these in-state rivals. And so we expect a good game there. They did beat Iowa State. They struggled a little bit of late, but I'm sure they'll get it figured out. And so, you know, that's, of course, something that we have to be really focused and ready for. And then we're hosting Drake, and Drake beat us last year. So we're excited about welcoming them to Carver Hawkeye Arena and revenging that loss. That's the goal.
Well, and, you know, even the other night, have almost 11,000 at Hilton for the game with Iowa State. You guys had a really good crowd. Even the Florida State players were commenting on how good the crowd was in that particular game. Drake, Iowa State was a terrific crowd. I mean, it's great to see people backing women's basketball in this state. And we've got terrific women's basketball. We've got terrific girls' high school basketball in this state. And, you know, obviously you and Coach Jensen and Coach Fitzgerald are very good examples of that.
Well, we do have something special in the state for girls and women's in basketball, because for a state our size to have four Division I schools in it, and then for all four of them to be pretty successful, is quite amazing. And you really look back, if you look, the high school development they're getting, I think, is very good in the state. We've got strong AAU systems in this state. The programs develop those players in the off season, which is very helpful to us. And so, the attendance that we get is terrific. We're thrilled with, you know, Carver Hawkeye Arena, that for 8 straight years we've been in the top 20 in attendance, and obviously we're always wanting that to grow. And I think this year we have a team that's really exciting to watch. I think we play a fun style of basketball, and it's very unselfish. We're either one or two in the nation in assists right now, and we're up tempo. We're in the top, I think, the fourth best scoring team in the country. At least we were before the Iowa State game. That could change now. But, you know, I think we're fun to watch. So I hope that people will really come out and watch us. And, you know, even tomorrow, 2 o'clock, I know the opponent is not as exciting maybe as a Big Ten opponent or an in-state rival, but it's still fun to watch the women in action. So 2 o'clock will be in Carver tomorrow.
Lee says, you know, the football program gained a national award last night for the Wave. And that has pretty much gone viral this year. I wonder, as a coach of another sport at the same university, how that makes you feel. And maybe I wonder if, you know, the women can do something similar. It's hard to duplicate, I know.
Yeah, that's a great, great suggestion, though. You know, the first time that we did the Wave in Kinnick, I honestly, I had tears in my eyes. I thought it was so moving. It's something I look forward to every game, and I know every fan in there looks forward to it every game, is just to be a part of it. And our players, they actually get to have the opportunity to volunteer to be up in the hospital with the patients, and some of our players have had the opportunity to do that and talk about what that's like to be on the other side of that window up in the Steve Family Hospital. And so I wish that we could incorporate something like that in Carver. I think that's a great idea, and we have to figure out how we can do that. I know our players, our team is heading over to the hospital to make a visit over to the 6 kids coming up here next week. And so it's something that we embrace, we love to do, and if we could get that going, the Wave in Carver somehow, I think that'd be really special.
Mm. Yeah. Before we let you go here, Lisa, who surprised you in the non-conference in the Big Ten? Is there a team that you kind of have noticed coming in from the outside, if you will?
Well, I think Wisconsin has really improved. I think they're very, very good. Michigan, everybody knew they were going to be good. They're picked third in the Big Ten. They're coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena on December 31st for our only meeting of the year. And so that will be a great game, and they're doing well. You know, I don't look ahead a whole lot. Quite honestly, I look at people's scores as they come across, and I don't really look. I haven't watched a Big Ten game yet, except for our very own. I'm not much good at being able to explain to you about the Big Ten, except for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
There you go. You're just getting ready for Pine Bluff coming up tomorrow.
That's right.
Happy birthday to Coach Jensen, and also a big congratulations to her for getting into the Hall of Fame this year. That's quite an honor for her in this state.
It's a great honor. We're going to recognize that honor of Coach Jensen going into the Des Moines Register Hall of Fame before the Drake game. We're going to have a little video montage up there for her. So get there early before the Drake game. We thought that was fitting to recognize that accomplishment there. And that's a birthday I'm sure she'll never, ever forget, winning at Ames. And the team made sure about that. You know, that's what's so cool about our team is I think they wanted that for us coaches so badly, and they really wanted it for Coach Jensen to be able to win there on her birthday. And that's, you know, you're coaching a very special group of young women when they're really thinking about people other than themselves. and focusing on a different purpose other than their own stat line and their own selves. And that's what we have with this group.
Yeah, you'll have to explain, though, what 6-on-6 basketball is to most of the people there.
Yeah, it was a great game, though, man. I loved it. You know, all three of us coaches played it, and Coach Jensen averaged 65 points a game her senior year. She has the distinction of leading the United States in scoring her senior year in high school, and then leading the United States in scoring her senior year in college when she was at Drake, when she averaged 29.7 points a game. So that's pretty neat stat for a coach here at Iowa.
Yeah, but how much defense did she play in high school? No, she's a terrific player, obviously.
Very good. Hey, Lisa, appreciate the time. Thank you very much. And again, tomorrow, 2 o'clock against Pine Bluff at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Hopefully a good crowd over there. And we'll talk to you down the road. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, look, come on out. We'll celebrate the Iowa State win again with everybody in Carver this time.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
3:32 here in the gym class on KGYM, Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder. All right. We will take a break, come back, talk more about the games last night. And that would be Iowa and Iowa State, you and I and Texas Arlington. Get more of your thoughts about it. And we're about 10 minutes away from getting the panel together and having our Carl and Ernie's Pick Six. As we go to break, going to give you the opportunity to win the final pair of tickets to see the Rough Riders tomorrow night. Rough Riders taking on the Dubuque Fighting Saints at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Ugly Sweater Weekend is upon us. And 319-366-1600, caller number six, you're going to go to that game tomorrow night. That's 319-366-1600. Give us a call. Kyle will get your information. And back with more after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-222-9133. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-222-9133. That's 800-222-9133. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-222-9133. 800-222-9133.
What could be better than watching your team defeat their rival? Celebrating the victory with Larceny Wheated Bourbon. Award-winning Larceny Bourbon is made with more wheat for a smoother taste. It's hand-selected by our master distillers from the finest barrels for a true small-batch bourbon. Get caught in the act. Unlock the smoothness of Larceny Bourbon today. Larceny Bourbon, Bardstown, Kentucky. 46% alcohol by volume. Think wisely, drink wisely.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Bill got us a drum set! Yay!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels for the deals you won't find anywhere else. Go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
Dale in Cedar Rapids, congratulations. You are the winner of our tickets to see the Rough Riders take on the Dubuque Fighting Saints coming up tomorrow night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Got about 8 minutes or so, 7-8 minutes, talk about the games from last night, 319-366-1600. That's our phone number. Also, if you would like to send us a text at 319-366-1600, love to hear about your analysis of Iowa and Iowa State, and also you and I last night with their big win over Texas Arlington.
6105 on the text line. Yes, how about the UNI Panthers? Great game. Hopefully the rest of the season is on TV. Well, we've got some games on radio.
Absolutely.
Here. That's for sure.
Got some games in the radio.
Too bad that the Iowa Hawkeyes don't have the guts to schedule the Panthers. They know what would happen.
Well,
by the luck of the draw in the Big Four Classic,
yes.
The luck of the draw, they could be facing you and I.
But this year it's Iowa State, you and I.
Right.
Drake in Iowa. Those are the matchups coming up on Saturday the 16th at Wells Fargo Arena. And, hey, I'm with you, man. I loved when Iowa
We
and
don't
Iowa
know
State
that to be the case, though,
played
do we?
You and I and Drake. What?
But Iowa doesn't have the guts to play you and I?
Oh, Mark.
Do
Mark,
we know
Mark,
that
Mark.
To be the case? We need two sources on that.
Too many L's. Too many L's, my man. Hey, to be honest with you, what? It was Tom Davis that came up with the idea of the Big Four many years ago and didn't happen for many years. And it was just too much. A combination of Iowa and Iowa State, yeah, they didn't want to go to Des Moines and Cedar Falls anymore and lose or have a chance to lose in those buildings. And corporate money coming in to help out. It all came together, and it was inevitable, and I think it happened. Doesn't mean we have to like it. That's just the way it is out there. 319-366-1600. Wally wants to join us here, get a couple comments in. Hi, Wally.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Before I start out on the men's game last night, is it possible, you know, Coach Bluders said she wish you could figure out a way to be able to incorporate the wave at a basketball game. You know, like you see people talk to, and they can see each other on computer screens. Isn't that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Couldn't they use the big screen TV at Carver Hawkeye Arena and then set something up like that at the hospital and the children's ward so they can see the fans waving to them and the fans can see the kids waving back?
Yeah, that'd be,
and they can make their little signs and stuff and have that work.
That'd be nice. I just don't think you can duplicate what happens at Kinnick Stadium.
And I think you want to keep the football one special.
You don't want to try too hard on something like that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Just something little, I think, to just show a little. And they do play it a few times, I know, at the men's games and at the women's games as well. But I think you want to keep the football tradition as special as it can be. So
I agree.
Anyway, what basketball?
What's that?
Anyway, on to basketball. What's your point?
Well, one last thing. I caught the awards thing last night, and that kid, I forget his name. I couldn't believe it how articulate a 12-year-old like that was.
Oh, the young patient.
And,
yes.
I mean, he. Trump should listen to him talk. Maybe he could learn a few things. But anyway. You know, when you turn the ball over like we do, and, you know, it seems like we get caught in double teams on all kinds of different places on the court. And there was about 6 or 7 minutes left in the first half, and I noticed the Iowa State players had their hands on their hips. And I thought, God, these guys are getting tired. But then when you get fouled and you miss the free throw, like we do, it gives them a chance to slow the tempo down, bring the ball down the court at the pace they want to, and as well as the turnovers too. You know, they can. You know, I thought. Did you guys notice that they were kind of gassed towards the end of the first half?
There was
did you notice that?
Yeah, there were a couple times. And yeah, we're gonna have to move on. Well, I but appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sure.
You bet. And yeah, they were a couple times. I thought Iowa State got a little bit tired, but I think it was because of a flurry offensively or defensively that the Cyclones put on a little bit. And like you said, the 10-point, I think it was a 9 or 10-point lead in the second half. Iowa State expended a lot of energy right there, and I think that's why Iowa came back and got it a little bit closer. And but Iowa State, to their credit, came through. And whether it be a media timeout, I thought Steve Prohm did a really good job of getting people in and out when he had to. And all the credit in the world goes to Iowa State for getting the W in the game.
Back to the text line, and we've got a couple, three more here, Scott. Sorry, my screen is going a bit crazy here.
That's all right. We let everybody know that we have Army-Navy coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock on 1600 AM. We'll have the broadcast from Westwood 1. Should be. It's always a great game because it's Army-Navy. And that's
great spectacle.
The way it should be in Philadelphia. But this year, the football game is going to be pretty darn good because they're both really good between Army and Navy. And Army can win the Commander's Cup, what is it, Commander's Trophy, for the first time in a long, long time if they beat Navy tomorrow.
64-39 on the text line. Iowa State won. Sorry,
are you
folks.
Editing?
Well, the minute someone else texts in, the screen goes down. Iowa State won because they had the best player on the floor. Only a freshman, but Wigginton is going to be special. But I don't think he'd be around for 4 years.
Not sure he's going to be either.
98-96, we have a tendency to try to shoot ourselves back into the game, Licklider style. Nobody on the team could really create their own shot.
But they ran, like we were wondering about, Jordan Bohannon. They ran him off screens last night. Huh?
Yeah.
Look what happens.
66-57, I thought the Hawks played better. They are showing a little bit more fight. Give them time. I think things will be okay. All right.
There you go. I think everybody was a little bit pleased last night.
It's an entertaining game, I thought.
I thought it was, too. 84-78. That's an over, Mark. Just throwing that out.
It also was an Iowa cover.
It was a cover. A cover by Iowa and an over for both. If you were so indulged. Oh, man. Oh, by the way, we have baseball news in the last hour or so. Otani is going to play with the LA Angels of Anaheim. And pitcher, position player, don't know yet, but he will be an Angel coming up next year. So the Angels, Seattle made a big play, but he ends up in the AL West, but with a different location and a different address than the Seattle Mariners.
With Mike Trout there, and who knows whether this guy's going to pan out.
No idea.
I've seen the stories. I saw the 60 Minutes piece. I read about him. I've seen other. Not everybody translates from leagues in Japan to the MLB, okay?
But he's got pretty good numbers.
He does.
Darn good numbers.
We'll see how he pans out.
There you go. 319-366-1600. All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and we are going to assemble the panel. We'll have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming your way. We'll do that after this break. You're listening to the Gym Class on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Friday night, it's a Metro MVC doubleheader right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 5:50 as the Xavier Saints host the Linmar Lions. The girls' game is up first on 107.5 FM at 5:50, followed by the boys' game on 1600 AM at 7:30. That's an NBC Hoops Double Dip presented by First Federal Credit Union. Linmar at Xavier, Friday starting at 5:50, right here on KGYM.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Panel being assembled, 3:45, coming your way here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Todd Brommelkamp, the grand poobah of the Pick 6 joining us. Alex is here as well now, and we've got a $30 gift certificate to give away, and we will do that to whichever one of our great listeners hitches their wagon up to the correct prognosticator this week. And they will pick up a $30 gift card to Carl Nerney's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Hello, Todd.
Boy, do we have a special treat for our listeners and our pickers today. Whoa. We're going to do some NFL games while we're waiting for bowl season to kick off. I know. Please, everybody, try to contain your excitement.
I can't wait till the Camellia Bowl next week.
Mark Dukes is, he literally looks like he's ready to jump out of his pants. He's so excited to pick these NFL games. Sean was our winner last week.
Way to go, Sean.
All right.
Hey.
Well, maybe the NFL is my game, even though I can't stand the NFL.
Well, we will find out because the first game up, because we had to pick a couple to round out the the teams here, because there are six games. Seattle is at Jacksonville, and the Jaguars are a 2.5-point favorite, Sean.
Yeah, I hate picking NFL games. The Jaguars. I don't know one of their players, but I'll take the Jaguars.
Leonard Fournette. Blake Bortles. Russell Wilson.
How many of them kneeling this week? 13 of them? I hate them.
Russell Wilson. He is he's a quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, and somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to win it, and I will take Seattle. Mark.
Seattle as well.
Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Howdy. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm basically just not going to go against Russell Wilson. I'm going with pedigree on this one. Seahawks.
That stadium in Jacksonville is where they played the Tax Slayer Bowl a couple years ago, and I know Hawkeye fans would like to forget that. I wasn't impressed. I thought the stadium was a dump. You know what's not a dump? A Jacksonville roster for once this year. I think they're going to get this game done. I really like the Jaguars. They're a playoff team. Give me them at home.
The Jacksonville defense has been very impressive this season. I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
You know, they call them Saxonville.
I did know that.
Gentlemen, do you realize what just happened?
We've got a
3-for-3. we got a direct split, which is something I think happens on Wednesday night at Bowling Night in America. It's been a while since I've been out to the lanes, but is that a direct split? Is that a?
I know there's splits.
I know a Brookline, and you got to hit
Brookline's
the pocket.
In Massachusetts.
Brooklyn is the correct pronunciation for the bowling term, right?
Yes.
Houston is hosting San Francisco this weekend. I don't know whether C.J. Beathard is going to be playing in this one or not, but may not make a difference because the Texans are a 2.5-point favorite at home. Scott.
I've got Garoppolo fever. Give me the 49ers.
I want to get that checked out.
I know. It's contagious, too, so don't get too close.
I think the 49ers have an underrated defense, and Garoppolo, first win.
Both those teams are trash to me. The San Francisco defense, like you say, Mark, is better. And Garoppolo is going to be the best player on the field. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the Niners.
Go ahead and give me Houston
at home. Oh, it's shaping up again.
Tom Savage against Jimmy Garoppolo. Gee, I wonder why the NFL's ratings are down. It has to be some other reason, right? It can't be the fact that the quarterback matchup in one of the games is Jimmy Garoppolo and Tom Savage.
Give me Tom Savage as well.
Oh.
Sean, this could be a big week.
Yeah.
Separation Sunday.
I was in Soldier Field last weekend and watched the 49ers. I fell asleep a few times. It was a god-awful product to watch, both teams. I don't know. Maybe Garoppolo can get golden field goal range a few more times. I'll pick San Francisco.
All right, game three. Mark gets to start with this one because it would be too much poetic justice for Scott to be able to pick this one first. Oakland at Kansas City, and the Chiefs are a 4-point favorite at Arrowhead Stadium, Mark.
Somehow.
Three-way tie for the division, huh?
Yes.
Isn't there a little defensive back that's out for Kansas City?
Yeah, Marcus Peters is not
Oakland.
Playing.
Give me Oakland.
I don't blame you.
I don't think when Derek Carr went down earlier this year, the Raiders would have expected to be in this position. But they see this opportunity this week to take a lead. Marcus Peters is out. I'm going with Derek Carr and the Raiders.
Yeah, you're fired.
Todd.
The Raiders.
We have to say it that way, right? Something stinks with this line. I don't know. Kansas City has been backsliding. They look terrible. Peters is out. I'm not falling for this. Give me Kansas City at home.
Alex, this is your adopted team now, you know.
No, yeah.
Because the Rams are gone.
That's true. Well, kind of. I haven't watched much NFL this season, to be quite honest. I guess I'll go with Oakland.
Going with Oakland.
Sorry, Scott.
That's all right. Sean?
I'll go with KC just because they benched that prick that did whatever he did last week. I'm glad they benched him. I'll pick KC.
I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I didn't take my Kansas City Chiefs. They may not win. They probably won't win. Doesn't matter anyway, because they're not going to win a playoff game even if they get there. But I'm going to take the Chiefs, man, through thick and thin. Doing it.
Kyle, the Vikings are at Carolina this weekend, and Minnesota's a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
I think the Vikings are just one of the most solid teams in the league. It's crazy to think about how much better they still might be if they still had Dalvin Cook. Meanwhile, Cam Newton is liable to throw up a goose egg at any time. I'm going with the Vikings.
Todd. Sorry, it's very difficult for me to write and think at the same time. I have a hard time doing more than one thing. The temptation here would be to take Carolina and the points at home. Minnesota is running away with the division. I'll go with the Vikings to win by more than a field goal. Alex.
I like the Vikings as well. Their defense is going to, I think, stifle that Carolina offense. Give me the Vikings.
All right, Sean, Vikings or Carolina?
I'll take the Vikings.
Well, it's no fun if I take the Vikings, so Cam Newton's on my fantasy team. I'll take Carolina just for fun.
Cam's on mine, too, and he's been so up and down. I think he's due for a good game against a very good defense. I'll take Carolina on the points.
Mark, by the way, has this written down on the sheet as Carol, and I'm thinking that perhaps he watched the Carol Burnett 50th anniversary.
Oh, I
watched
parts of it,
yeah.
It's terrific, wasn't
that
it?
That was comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
It sure was.
Tim Conway, are you kidding me?
Speaking of comedy, let's transition to Green Bay and Cleveland. My team traveling to Cleveland. Green Bay is a 3-point favorite on the road this weekend, and I get to pick this one first. Ain't happening. Cleveland is going to beat the Packers. Mark my words.
Todd, I just don't see it. As bad as things get for Green Bay, you can always say it could be worse. It could be the Browns. I think that can go for any team at any level in any sport. Give me Green Bay.
Sean, are you going to go with Todd's Packers?
Only because of you, Todd. I'll take the Packers.
I just said I'm taking Cleveland. Okay, my team has abandoned me here. That's no surprise. I know how everybody here feels about me. Scott?
I'm taking the Packers. Cleveland.
I don't want to be on an island with Cleveland. Come on.
Yeah, two more pickers.
I can't imagine Todd and I on the same island, but...
It certainly isn't Ginger and Marianne. Sorry, guys.
That wasn't nice, Scott.
I know, but that was like a
softball.
I think
Cleveland's going to win, too.
Oh, thank you.
I actually have Cleveland scribbled out. I wanted to take them. I don't like the matchup for the Cleveland defense and that pitiful Green Bay offense, but I'm not going to be the guy to pick Cleveland to finally win. I have to go with Green Bay.
You know, they raised money to throw a parade for the Browns if they go 0-16 this year.
No. The sponsor
and I think
is
it was Excedrin pitched in the final $7,300, whatever it was, on the Kickstarter. Okay, you know what? Fine. You guys, you dump on my Packers all you want. The Bears.
I picked the Packers.
The Bears are a 6.5-point underdog at Cincinnati this weekend, and our tiebreaker is going to be Mitch Trubisky's passing yardage. Alex, you get first pick here.
Cincy, 6.5 at home. It's a big NFL spread.
This is another one where I just I don't know who to pick is because I have no confidence in either team. 6.5 is a lot of points, so I guess I'll say the Bears keep it close. I'll say 115 yards for Trubisky.
115. NFL quarterbacks get that falling out of bed.
Not last week.
All right, Sean.
who's the Bears playing again?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Been in 2 Bears games this year. I'm sorry, Dirty, but they're awful. Got to go with Cincinnati. Trubisky, I'm going to say 89 yards.
Oh.
He's bad. They're all bad. It was so bad to watch that last week, guys.
Oh, man. Swan or Duker? My two golfing compadres, what do I do? What do I do? I flipped a coin earlier. I took Cincinnati, Mark. I'm sorry. Heads won, and the home team won. I'm going to give him a little bit. I'm going to go 187 on Trubisky, though.
That's actually the police code for murder, I believe.
187?
Yeah,
oh,
right?
Oh, good. That's
so,
fantastic.
I don't know if there's anything, if that portends to anything, Mark, or not.
Not even Rick Swan has confidence in the Bengals. I think it's too many points. I agree the Bears are bad, but not bad enough. Give me the Bears and give me 166.
The Bengals have been really inconsistent, but they at least have a decent collection of weapons on offense. I'm going to take Cincinnati to take care of the spread. And Trubisky, I'm going to give him 180, which, fun fact, would be the second most yards that he's had this season.
Fun fact. We get a fun fact.
Terrible.
Bear down, Chicago Bears, the monsters of the Midway.
If you weren't a Packer fan, you'd be a Bear fan, wouldn't you, Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That franchise is as miserable as I am. it is. It really is. I would be a perfect Bears fan. Put the bear head on me sitting in Soldier Field when it's 15 degrees below outside. I'm going to take the Bears here. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but hey, they've got some fluky weapons on offense. They remembered that Tariq Cohen is on the roster. And passing yards, let's see here. I'm going to go with 167, and that's going to give me a little wiggle room. It's going to give me a 13-yard cushion over Mark and between Kyle.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Sean, appreciate the help, and thank you very, very much. And always good to talk with you, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Hey, one quick story. Went into Chicago last week at that Bears game. I think most of you guys know Greg Bentler.
Yep.
And he went up, huge, huge, huge Bears fan, and he went to every red coat wearing security guard after that game and told every one of them he could, the Bears suck, sell the team. it's a bad deal there, guys. Bad deal. But, we'll see you guys later. Hope to see you all next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Bowl season cannot start soon enough.
There you go. 319-366-1600. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming up next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll talk to you tonight out at Xavier for high school basketball, and that gets underway at 5:50. Yes?
Six callers right now.
319-366-1600. Mark says call.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Sports Center. I'm Kevin Winters. The news on this Friday that really seemed to surprise everyone a few hours ago. Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese two-way superstar, had announced his decision as to where he's going to play baseball next year. The Los Angeles Angels. Ohtani made the decision today. He has a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He can hit from both sides of the ball. He can hit from the left-handed side of the plate. 48 homers, 166 RBI. They call him the Japanese version of Babe Ruth. Ohtani is playing with the Angels.